The Bush administration is expected to send officials to southern Iraq soon to meet with Iraqis and talk about a future government. The Pentagon already seems to be promoting one possible future leader, Ahmed Chalabi. U.S. troops helped Chalabi and his Free Iraqi forces move into southern Iraq last weekend. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Chalabi is a controversial figure with some powerful backers in Washington.
The Bush administration seems to be gambling on Chalabi, despite fresh warnings from the State Department and the CIA that the longtime exile has always overstated his influence and is unlikely to win widespread support in Iraq. Chalabi is a U.S.-educated banker whose well-to-do family fled Iraq in the 1950s when he was just a young teenager. His critics say he has more influence on Capitol Hill and in the Pentagon than in Iraq. Ruel Marc Gurecht of the conservative think tank American Enterprise Institute believes Chalabi will prove his critics wrong.
When many people talk about Mr. Chalabi, they usually talk about his suits, which are colorful, expensive. That is usually code word for that he does not have any, you know, wherewithal in the real Middle East. I suggest to you that's probably false. One thing you can say about Mr. Chalabi is that he is a devout Shiite.
Gurecht believes Chalabi will be able to reach out to the Shiite clergy as he tries to build support for an interim Iraqi authority to replace Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated government. Another analyst, Peter Galbraith of the National War College, says it's not ideal to rely mainly on exiles that left Iraq long ago, but he said it's been decades since anyone in Saddam Hussein's Iraq could even utter an independent thought.
The problem for those who say that the leadership should come from within Iraq is to identify one person within the government-controlled part of Iraq who might be part of that leadership. Name one.
As for Chalabi, Galbraith believes the Iraqi exile could play an important role.
I have great respect for Ahmed Chalabi, who has devoted his life to the Iraqi opposition when he certainly didn't need to. But I think it would be a mistake to simply install Ahmed Chalabi as the leader of Iraq. So I think it does need to be a broad coalition.
Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress, formed in 1992, is an umbrella group of opposition parties that has received U.S. financial support. Chalabi, though, has many detractors. He was convicted in absentia of bank fraud in Jordan in the 1980s and is still subject to arrest there. The State Department delayed some funds to the INC last year for a thorough audit. Chalabi is also a divisive figure in the already fractious Iraqi exile community, with many complaining about his ego and personal ambitions. Publicly, Chalabi has always been careful to downplay his aspirations, as he did in describing the INC during a recent visit to Washington.
The INC is a transitional body on the path of liberation. The INC has done a great service by introducing a modern political vocabulary and the platform for the Iraqi people, emphasizing democracy and human rights.
It's that kind of talk of promoting democracy that made Chalabi the darling of many Washington conservatives who were long promoting a regime change in Iraq. David Phillips of the Council on Foreign Relations says Chalabi is a charismatic, smart political actor, but Phillips, who's been working with Iraqi exiles and the State Department on Iraq's future, has a cautionary note.
He's carried the torch forward and has an important role to play in the future. It's important that he be one among equals and that he encouraged other Iraqis, particularly those in the country, to participate in a national dialogue on developing democracy for Iraq.
Phillips says Ahmed Chalabi is several steps ahead of other opposition figures hoping to create an interim Iraqi authority. It will take time for others to catch up. Now that Chalabi is in southern Iraq, he will be well placed to promote himself when U.S. officials meet Iraqis as early as this weekend to plan for an interim Iraqi authority. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.